Kids, I want to show you something I have on my finger, and we've got a picture on it on the screen, okay? Now, how many kids know what this is? Do you know what this is? Anybody? It's a fingerling. Thank you, Zuri, for letting us know this is a fingerling. That's right. Now, this fingerling actually will interact with you once you turn it on. And you can rock it. And it's supposed to make some noise. You're supposed to make some noise when I rock you. Okay. So I'm going to turn it off because he will start talking when I don't want him to. Okay. Now, some of you big kids don't know what a fingerling is. The reason I know what a fingerling is because on December 6th, there was a New York Times article that was entitled, How the Bot Stole Christmas, Toys Like Fingerlings Are Snapped Up and Resold. Now, big kids, how many of y'all know what a bot is, okay? Raise your hand if you know what a bot is. You tech-savvy people out there, a bot is a computer program that goes after hot items like fingerlings, like sharks after blood. They look at the hot URLs, and they get all these things and they buy them so that people can resell them. So parents, instead of spending $15 for a fingerling, you spend $50, okay? It's why some of you had a hard time buying Hamilton tickets at any kind of a decent price, okay? Because of the bot. Now, at one point on December 6th, Toys R Us, Amazon, Walmart, Target, nobody had fingerlings. And one person was trying to sell one on eBay for $5,000, okay? Kind of crazy. How do they get away with this? Well, it's because parents are in this wild pursuit of the perfect present, right, parents? Because here's the thing. The gift reflects the giver, right? The gift reflects the giver. So if I get my child a fingerling, they'll know how much I love them, right? The gift reflects the giver, and it's why some of you are feeling some tension even now as I talk about gifts, because you're thinking about a gift that you're going to be giving later this evening or a gift you're going to be giving tomorrow, and you're hoping it's the right color and the right size or just the right thing for somebody you don't even really care about that much, right? But I won't tell them that, okay? The gift reflects the giver. And there's really no other time than when God sent his son to earth that really proves that statement, the gift reflects the giver. You know, the Bible says of God the Father that every good and perfect gift comes from the Father above, in whom there is no variation or shifting shadow, the Father of lights. It says in another place that God is light and there is no darkness in him. It makes sense that if God the Father is going to send the gift of light, he sends his Son. And it helps us understand why when you read the Gospel of John, when you look at your notes this evening, that there's this emphasis on Jesus as the light of the world. The light that shines in the darkness. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. So here's what I want to say. Two things about the gift of life and light. First, every person here has the opportunity to receive the light. Every person here has the opportunity to receive the light, and also every person here has the opportunity to reflect the light. First, let me start with receive. It says in John chapter 1, verse 12 on your notes, but, important word, but as many as received Jesus, to those he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. As many as received him, to those he gives the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. Not everyone in this sense is a child of God. It's those who believe and receive Jesus. Later, Jesus says about being children of God that you actually become a son or daughter of the light. The reason that John says, but, is because many people, as it says earlier, actually did not receive him. It says in verse 9, there was the true light, which coming into the world. Let me show you a number here. As we've been talking about this idea of Jesus coming into the world, we've said he is the source of light of every star in the universe. That number represents some scientist's estimation of the stars in the universe. There's 24 zeros. Kids, big kids, here's what we believe about the baby in the manger. Somehow, in the baby in the manger 2,000 years ago, was the source of light of every star in the universe. All things were created by him. He was in the world, and the world was created through him. Kids, Jesus made everything. He made all the real monkeys in the world, okay? Jesus made all the animals, animals like donkeys that he rode on when he was on the earth. Can you imagine Jesus who created a donkey? One day, he gets ready to ride that donkey, and he looks the donkey in the eye, and that eye, he sees, he made it, and he knows how it works. Says he was in the world, and the world did not recognize him, and the world did not receive him. Now, there's lots of reasons why people might not have recognized my monkey tonight, my fingerling, because you don't have kids that age or your kids aren't into fingerlings or whatever. Jesus actually said something about why people didn't recognize him or receive him. And it's actually kind of a hard statement. Later in the Gospel of John, Jesus said, here's why people didn't recognize or receive me. Men loved the darkness rather than the light. That there's something inside every person. It is a pull to the darkness. It's this thing called sin. It's why somebody can invent a computer program that can do all kinds of good, and somebody can invent a computer program called a bot, and somebody else will use it to buy up all the fingerlings to gouge poor parents who are trying to get their kid the perfect present for Christmas. And that darkness is why in 2017, over and over again, you got up in the morning and you looked at your cell phone and you saw another instance of a person made in the image of God hurting another person made in the image of God. People love the darkness rather than the light. And God, in his wild chasing of us, sends the light of the world to call us back to the light. Every person here has the opportunity to receive the light. To appreciate what that means, I brought an extra fingerling here tonight, one extra fingerling, okay? Any of you kids want this fingerling? Does any child here want this fingerling? Just raise your hand. Okay, you're too old. Okay, right here. Come on up, okay? Can you come up here and you can get the fingerling? Yeah, you. Okay, so come on up here. As this little girl's coming, I want you all to see a demonstration of faith and belief, some strong faith and belief, okay? Hi. Hi. Just say hi. What's your name?
Julia.
How old are you, Julia? How old are you?
Six.
Six. And what school do you go to, Julia? Can you remember? That's okay. I can't remember where I went to school when I was six either, okay? So that's okay. Well, Julia, do you have one of these fingerlings? Good answer. Okay, so Julia, you get to have this, but you got to do me a favor. When you take it back to your chair, just kind of put it under. Don't play with it and distract everybody around you with it, okay? Awesome. Let's give Julia a hand. Awesome. Go ahead, Julia. Nice jump. All right. You wanted it? I'm sorry. okay? You know, it's tough when you're being intimidated by your granddaughter, okay? You know what? Julia gave us really good demonstration of faith and belief, right? When Julia raised her hand, she basically said this, I believe that there's that fingerling available to me. And when she came running up here, she said, I believe this pastor is actually gonna really do what he said he would do. When she came up here and she took the fingerling from my hand, she said, I believe that this guy is gonna give me something good, a real fingerling and not some cheap fake, right? As many as received Jesus, to them he gives the right to become children of God. What does it look like to express faith and belief in Jesus? It looks like this, raising the hand of our heart and saying, Jesus, I believe that you are the light of the world. And it looks like stepping toward Jesus, who actually ran toward us, and saying in your heart, Jesus, I believe that you're the light of the world that went to a dark place called a grave so that you could deal with my darkness called sin so that I could experience the life of light forever and ever. And that when she took it from my hand, you know, it's a heart that just says, Jesus, I want that gift. I want eternal light. So here's what I want to do. I want to make sure just that every person here has an opportunity to receive the light. And so I'm going to pray just expressing the things I just said, because the prayer is the way of the heart to be able to reach out and get the gift. So I'm going to ask everybody to close your eyes here. If you're a big kid or a little kid, all you kids right now, close your eyes. And I'm going to pray. And if this expresses the desire of your heart, I want you to not miss this moment, okay? You can pray silently in your heart along with me. Father, I believe that you are the giver of every good and perfect gift. Jesus, I believe you are the light of the world, the one who created all things, including me. Jesus, I believe through your perfect life, your death, and going to a dark grave, and through your resurrection, you have paid for the darkness in my heart and the sin in my own heart. Jesus, to the best as I know how in this moment, I say I believe and I reach out to receive the gift of eternal life and light. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to hear that if somehow that was the desire of your heart. Do not let this night pass without expressing that to someone. Everyone here has the opportunity to receive the light. And everyone here has the opportunity to reflect the light. I want to say something. I don't care what your resume is, whether you're rich or poor, whether you have a good moral track record or a not so good moral track record. Those who have received the light of Jesus, it was always God's intention to use his people to reflect the light. In fact, in this scripture where it's talking so much about the greatness of Jesus, right in the middle of it, it talks about a guy named John the Baptist. It says in verse 6, there came a man sent from God. That was his job. He was sent from God, whose name was John, and he came as a witness to testify about the light so that all might believe through him. God is using a real person so that people might believe through him, and God intends to use you. John came as a witness to testify. That's legal language. It was John saying to people, Jesus is the real deal. You know, when we were buying these fingerlings off the internet, I had learned that there was lots of imitation fingerlings because the bot had created this demand. And I had my assistant to call and to check on the places we were ordering these from to make sure we got the real deal. God uses a man called John to say, Jesus is the real deal. And he actually wants to use you to show that Jesus is the real light of the world. You know, it goes on to say this. John came as a witness to the light. He was not the light. You know, it's easy to get hung up about a person. Are they good enough and all this? He was not the light. John was in relationship to Jesus as the moon is to the sun. It reflects the light of the sun. Every person here has the opportunity to reflect the light. So you'll notice on your notes, I have a practice and a prayer, and every week we've had a practice and a prayer for this Advent series. The practice tonight is pretty simple. It's this: hold up a light, okay? And in a moment, we're gonna have our candle lighting ceremony, and you're gonna hold up a light. Now, I don't know what you've thought about before when you've been at a candle lighting ceremony and you've been holding up a little candle that's burning, but I want to give you a prayer to pray while we're holding up our candles. And the prayer is this: Jesus, help me shine. That kids, when you're playing with your brothers and sisters, you pray, Jesus, help me shine. That those of us, we're going to go out tonight, you pray, Jesus, help me shine to the people around through my words, through my actions, through how I treat people. Jesus, help me shine even in the places that they're kind of hard for me to be at this Christmas season. A practice and a prayer. So I'm going to light the last Advent candle. It's called the Christ candle. In lighting the Christ candle, again, one more time, we remind ourselves that the true light, which coming into the world, shines on every man. As I light the Christ candle, we are reminded that everybody here has the opportunity to receive the light. And when we have our candle lighting ceremony, we'll start with the Christ candle, and all our lights will ultimately be lit through this candle to remind us that everybody here has the opportunity to reflect the light.